Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Good evening, my dear. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I survived that terrible storm.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it was a white-knuckle drive back from the Lifestream Center where I was working that day. I couldn't see anything. It was a total whiteout.
Oh, no.
What a mess. It was such a wet and heavy snow. One of my trees, my property, was literally hanging right on top of the roof of the house next door over the fence. And all kinds of bridges were breaking all night, falling on the ground.
Oh.
Nothing hit my car, nothing hit my house, and nothing hit anybody else's house, and that's the most important thing.
Beautiful. And you didn't get into an accident. How do you like that?
And I'll tell you what,
it
was just the power of prayer. Let me tell you, I could see nothing, but everybody was going so slow because nobody else could see anything either. And I made it and got stuck. My good friend Randy came and rescued me. So it was just crazy, and couldn't get out. Everybody was parked everywhere. They could just find a place to pull their cars over at some point because there was no traveling going to happen, at least not for a while. Yeah. And this was like about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it went on till almost like 10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
It was pretty ferocious.
This is the reason why I live in Florida. I can't
deal
with that.
Sure. You say that now. Well, it was not as predictable as a hurricane, I guess, right?
Absolutely. You can watch a hurricane coming at you. So
yeah,
you can see how intense it's going to be, whether to run or not.
Well, anyways, we should have a fun show tonight. I'm pretty excited.
We have a bunch of planets in Aquarius, so obviously it should be a fun show.
Oh, yes. I think it's so much better now. I feel lightening up already with these nice Aquarian forces at play. There was so much energy in Capricorn. I was feeling so grounded that I thought that maybe I should just lie down.
Yeah, that's what it'll do. That's such a heavy energy. You know, the only people I know that really get charged up are the Capricorns when all those planets are in there. The rest all just want to go to sleep or hide. It's just a lot of heavy pressure.
Well, I found the Scorpios were doing pretty well, too, probably just because Saturn, you know, their ruler is in Scorpio right now. They seem to be holding it together somewhat. But, I mean, even the Tauruses and Virgos I know are, like, overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah. I'll agree there.
So now we can lighten up a little bit and hopefully start to look ahead and look at the future. I love that Aquarian energy. And for those of you who don't understand about Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, or Uranus, which is actually a higher octave of Mercury. And it really does help us to communicate with our higher selves or spirit or have a sense of connectedness with the universal forces. So we have both Sun, Mercury, and also Mars in that sign right now. So it's really kind of nice to have the show tonight.
Yes, and it really has that wonderful foresight of the future. And one of the things I like about it is that it does help people look at the masses instead of looking at themselves. Look at the bigger force. Look at what the bigger picture is and really see how things are affecting not only themselves, but everybody around them.
Exactly. And I think, again, we're in a situation, too, where with the Capricorn forces, we have learned, I think, over these last 7 weeks to be a little bit more sparing with our finances, be more cautious with our money and our resources and even our time. But the Aquarian forces say yes, but at the same time, you know, go deep, find your inner teacher, you know, do what you can do with your inner resources and really find a way.
Absolutely. It gets very creative, and that's another part of the Aquarian attribute I like, is because it's a great time for brainstorming and throwing unusual things out there and seeing what sticks. And really stretching those limits of the self of what really can be done and can't be done.
Absolutely. Well, we have a couple callers on hold, and you'll never guess who's first.
Oh, Danielle.
Indeed. Yep, she's been holding for almost 20 minutes, so I suppose we should see what's up with her. I know there's been some exciting changes going on, as always.
Great.
Good evening, Danielle. You're on the Illumination Station.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay. You?
Good. What's shaking?
Well, I was calling to ask what kind of stuff is still hidden from me as far as love and relationships go, things that I can't see, things that are hidden.
All righty then. I can't say they're really hidden. I just think
That's what I'm going for, yeah.
Not understanding. You know, you haven't had that awakening yet. Your ideals are doing one thing, your objectivity is doing another, and your dreams are big. It's like all these things together. It's more confusion than I feel it's really being hidden. Now, do you meditate, Danielle?
I try to.
When you meditate, do you use music as a catalyst? Because Neptune is in Pisces now, and that could really probably help you to get where you need to go as far as the meditation is concerned.
Yeah. So what kind of things am I confused about?
Well, you're very idealistic about love, okay? And you're also very much a nurturer, and you're born to have a companion. You know that.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, a lot of times you get disillusioned because in the beginning you think things are better than they really are because you're just so idealistic about love. And then logic steps in and you realize, what am I doing? Because your mind is also very sharp with that Gemini Sun and Gemini Mars of yours. So a lot of times you can lead with your feelings and then logic steps in and you realize that it's not what you thought it was. You're not what you envisioned. Let me put it that way. And then you have to back up. And so that's some of the things that I'm seeing. What are you seeing, Jacqueline?
I agree with you. Because you have a Scorpio moon, you tend to be fixed in your emotions. So when you start off with that first instinct and see the potential in an individual, you start trudging along forward. Okay, it's going forward. And anything that happens that's questionable at that point in time, you go, well, I can fix that. Well, some things you can't fix, okay?
Right.
It's kind of, you know, here again, I think what you're missing is you're looking for your best friend. We just went through that Capricorn energy, which I'm sure you felt really slow and drudging along, and really you wanted to push things harder during that period of time because it's just so restricting as far as time is concerned. However, when it comes to your love life, that's what you need is time with the person, okay? Time there, time away, back and forth, in and out of the relationship for a while until they do develop that friendship that you are looking for instead of jumping in with the passion. Again, you have a Scorpio moon. You're a very passionate individual, okay? And that passion needs to be restricted or held back in the beginning. Even though you want that relationship to work, you've got to wait it out to see if it's going to work. Let them become your friend first. Let them, you know, take your time in the dating situation with them and don't jump into a full-fledged relationship automatically. And I'm sure that you're going to be able to find the one you're looking for that way.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. There's one more thing I wanted to mention to you before you go, Danielle, and that is that you spent a lot of time a few years back getting yourself into a healthier space than you were, okay? And you did a lot to help heal yourself with your nutritional counseling that you're doing now and these things that you're going to be launching soon. But that's great for you to deal with clients. But as Jacqueline pointed out, you don't necessarily want to keep picking fixer-uppers as far as relationships are concerned. I think it's nice that you would want to help and that you would want to support and you would want to help them to change and transform themselves into something finer. But if you're going to be counseling people with nutrition and people that are dealing with serious illness, which is what your aim is in the future, you're going to need somebody at home who's going to be an emotional support for you that you don't have to fix. You could just come home and be you. because that's going to end up being very ambitious, you know?
Right.
Because the need is out there. We all know that. So that's why I feel it's important for you to really try to get to know the person, know their gifts, their potential, but also their limitations at the beginning, to know what is might be blocking them, what in them they haven't grown into, what in them they haven't overcome. Because then it's going to be easier for you because you're not going to take it personally.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Love you, girl. Always great to talk to you.
Oh, me too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. She's such a sweetheart.
She is.
She really is.
And here again, she's got such a wonderful, loving energy. And all she needs to do is relax a little bit with it. Just get involved with the passion of life, and everything else will fall into place with her. I think she's right at, you know, with Pluto going into her sixth house, I think she's going to find a little bit more satisfaction here as far as her work is concerned and really be able to put a little bit more effort into it to make it really happen. And I think that's the way it should be.
Exactly. And I do think, too, because she did move recently over the past few months, she finally got her own place where she does have that solitary energy, which I think sometimes is really good for Scorpio moon people. And, again, it's that Gemini sun that's hard to shut off the chatter sometimes and do the meditation. But when she gets into her metaphysical studies and into her spiritual studies, and she is still, and if she is reading things, and she is going on Facebook and talking to people or calling on Blog Talk Radio, she talks to several different counselors, I think this is very good for her because she loves psychology, too, even though nutrition is kind of what she's certed in. She's very good at kind of understanding why people are going to avoid the cure, if you will. Okay? So I think she's going to be very good at it. Very good at it.
Well, she's got Saturn conjunct Jupiter in her third house in Libra. So if that isn't psychology, I don't know what is.
Right? I am your teacher, and I can see your dream.
Absolutely. So the good thing is that emotionally she understands it and feels it and really is compassionate towards the other individual. And she can always come up with the other side. That Gemini sun always can.
And she can be tough, too, and it's necessary sometimes to give people a little bit of a wake-up call. I've seen that strengthen her because of that nice Scorpio moon, too. So there's a lot of things she has to offer for certain. You know, it's just a matter of her getting there.
Absolutely.
Ready for the next caller?
Okay.
All right. I thought you were going to say no again for a minute. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you tonight?
Hey, Aphrodite, it's Jay calling from Canada. Hi, Jacqueline.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. I have really no questions. Well, I just wonder how you're doing, and I got you. I just did my calendar for this year, okay? I'm making a calendar, okay? Family calendar, and I put the stuff in there, astrological stuff in there, and I'm looking at the different, like, Mercury retrograde, or, you know, this goes direct and that goes, you know, retrograde. I was looking at some of the months on there. They're just kind of nuts.
yes, they are.
I was just looking at, I'm going to share something with you. I was looking at June, okay? Like, you've got, like, that's crazy. It's just, I don't know how it affects, well, we'll find out, I guess, what it's going to be like for my sign this year. But June was just nuts. What was June? June, we had Neptune going into retrograde. We got Chiron going into retrograde. And we got Mercury going into retrograde, which is really interesting. And in July, we've got, you know, Saturn going direct, we got Uranus going retrograde, and on the day that my dad was born, okay, we got Mercury going direct, and we got the Grand Trine on there. I'm going like, holy cow. And November,
well, that's a beautiful
and then
thing.
It skips for, huh?
Go ahead.
It just, and then it skips for about 3 months or so, and then it goes, like, the crazy month is November, actually, when it goes, you got a solar eclipse, and you got Jupiter going retrograde, you got Neptune going direct, you got Mercury going direct, and you got Chiron going direct.
See, that's the evolution of it over there. But it's going to start here in February, okay, because Saturn goes direct in February. I mean, Saturn goes retrograde in February, and so does Mercury. So the first of the Mercury retrogrades for this year starts. And so if you look at it, it's a roller coaster ride. Okay.
It is.
It gives you a few weeks here to, It gives you a few weeks here to really where everything's direct to move forward, and then it's going to have this going back, and you're going to have to correct things. And again, here, if you look, March up, April down, you know, and it goes in this cyclical thing to where it really is more of an adventure, is the way I like saying it, than anything else. We're in a major transitional time. And this year is definitely going to be a big part of that transition.
Well,
absolutely.
Then what was the theme for 2012? Was it transitional time too, or just, I don't know.
That was the beginning.
The continuation.
Yeah.
See, the way I put it is last year it threw everything up in the air and you didn't know where everything was going to land. This year,
right.
Everything's already up in the air and you're going to see where it lands piece by piece by piece. Okay, so it's going to get there, you know. Everything is—it's just going to take a lot of time during this cycle.
Interesting.
So you have to remember with the ponderous planets, Jay. You know, they usually retrograde every summer. They usually do that for several months, and that's the usual thing. Mm. And they're more about planets of process and things that take time to build up or tear down, school of study. You know, change of career, starting a new business, those kinds of things. But when Mercury, Venus, and Mars do their retrograde cycle, it's a shorter retrograde cycle and it has more impact on the way that you look at who you are becoming because you feel it more on that personal level. Like when Mercury's retrograde, you reconnect with people that you haven't talked to for a while, or you do the rewrite on your play, okay, or you write a new piece of music. When Venus goes retrograde, a lot of times you think of love in the past and the patterns you've created. And you think about your friends and the way your friends and your group of friends has changed over time. And sometimes you go back and reclaim some of those precious people into your life. And with Mars, of course, it takes action and kind of puts it on hold, but the passion can still live through not taking any action, believe it or not. Well, you understand this. You're a musician. So these have a more of a personal impact. Jupiter's kind of a middle-of-the-road kind of energy, you know, because it's not really a ponderous planet. It's not really a personality planet. It's more of a plan of just how we look at the abundance in our life, what prospers us, how thankful we are. Do we have an attitude of gratitude? And when it's retrograde, we start to rethink our own set of values about what we treasure and how thankful we are for what we do have, even though we may be trying to work on creating more, to also look what you hold in the palm of your hand with Jupiter retrograde is what I found.
Jupiter goes direct. Jupiter goes direct at the end of January, actually.
Yep, the last day of the month. Yeehaw!
Huh.
I'm happy about
Can't
that.
Can't wait. I think everybody's happy about that. Can't wait.
Yeah. And it goes direct in your chart, Jay, and it's forming. Goes direct and it's forming squares with both Uranus and Pluto in your ninth house. Now, did you have any traveling planned?
That day or what?
No. For the next week or two after it goes direct, first couple weeks of February.
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Well, sudden opportunities can come in. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. I thought it was over with the 2012 thing, that roller coaster thing. Now there's another roller coaster ride we're going to. I wonder what state what roller coaster we're going in this time, I'll tell you.
Well, you can't go anywhere if you're standing still, can you?
Life is a journey, and it's an adventure, okay?
Not a roller coaster, you know.
Well, and here again, sometimes it does get a little bumpy, but here again, it's definitely for the benefit, seeing things in living color and seeing things how they turn out and being an active part in the direction it goes is really what we're here to do. All of us are going to have certain things that are going to be sorrowful and all of the things that are going to be joyful. It's a matter of how you approach it and what you do with it. There's always a gift in the challenge, and it's finding that gift in the challenge is where you're going to actually succeed and find a great success.
I come from a family of motorcyclists, okay, and it's funny because used to go to the Laconia, New Hampshire motorcycle rallies and stuff. I'm the original biker bitch in my family. But it's funny because my brother Mark, who is like a strapping man, okay, got a big bike and everything like that. I mean, this man can do anything. And he gets ready to go. It's just starting to rain a little bit, okay, and leave the rally. And I just looked at him and I said, some say it's about the journey. Some say it's about the destination. But you and I know it's always about the ride. And that's how I have to look at it.
Okay.
Now, do you like roller coasters? If you actually went to an amusement park, would you enjoy a roller coaster ride?
That'd be kind of thrilling. Yeah, it'd be thrilling. Yeah. I think it'd be a lot
of fun. And why do you flying by the seat of your pants is a good thing?
And why do you say thrilling? Why did you use that word, thrilling?
Yeah.
Probably the G forces, actually, that like the forces that happens to your body. That'd be really neat.
And here again, this is the same thing, and I want to show you that. The planets out there are putting these G-forces on you, quote-unquote, you know, different types of forces. Okay, and the thrill of succeeding through that force and feeling that pressure and going, oh, yeah, I made it through it, is the joy of life. Okay, some roller coaster rides like the one at MGM, which is a limousine ride, or coast really nicely, and they're fun and they're exciting. And others are like that rickety old wooden roller coaster of the original roller coasters that throw you and toss you everywhere. But the point being is you make them through, you make it through it, and you get to the other end, and you go, yeah, that was great, I got through it. And that's the same theory of life.
And the good thing about your chart, Jay, is that you do have Uranus sitting right on your sun sign right now. And Uranus is like the planet of surprises. It rules things like lightning bolts and hurricanes and falling in love and sudden opportunity and having an epiphany, like driving down the road and seeing a double rainbow in front of you. It rules all of these things. And not all surprises are bad ones, and not all sudden changes beyond our control are bad ones. And I guess this is the lesson you're learning. I know you didn't want to hear that.
It's been interesting. So, yeah, just it's been like this year is gonna be really interesting again. So, I should have drawn that calendar up with all the astrological.
See, that's what overwhelms you. You don't do a whole year at a time, or else you do get overwhelmed.
Yeah, I know. Well,
especially in the Capricorn energy.
That's right. So, alrighty. Well, thank you again, ladies.
We appreciate you calling in always. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we wish you well on your exciting journey.
What a roller coaster ride.
Mm-hmm.
Journey of the year, I tell you.
Strap in.
Strap in, that's right.
See, and I'm going to say this about you, Natalie. One more thing that I'm going to say about you, Natalie, because you have an issue with that. You like, you know, you're an Aries sun and you like going directly forward. But you have a Mars in Pisces, which means you walk circularly. You walk in circles. Okay, again, life is in the journey with you. It's, you can't always take charge the way you want to take charge. But if you walk around in a circle, you can find the charge in the circle of what direction to go. So take your time. See what's out there. See what's around you while you're doing this. Never do anything.
And dream a bigger dream.
Yeah.
Neptune sitting on your Saturn, dream a bigger dream.
Okay. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm planning my year, you know, just dream bigger. So.
That's great. That's what I like to hear. I like all the Muses energy that's coming towards you. It's just wonderful with Neptune sitting on your Saturn and Chiron's there, and you know, your gift of music is just going to be extraordinary this year and next. Extraordinary.
It's going to be great. So.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, ladies. I look forward to maybe if I have any other questions regarding the planet. So, thanks so much for everything again, as usual.
All righty then. Hang in there. Stay warm and dry.
I will. You too.
Okay. Thanks, bye.
Bye for Daddy. Goodbye.
Bye. He's such a darling.
He is. He really is.
I love it when somebody comes
never
in and
never want to give an Aries too much. I'm sorry?
I said, I love it when somebody calls in and has really looked into, like, our science, you know, our calling, and gives us the feedback. Because I remember when I first started with this, too, I was so amazed at all the things that happened simultaneously.
Isn't it? It's great. And you look at it, and then you get overwhelmed with it, you know, and you're going, oh, whoa, you know, this year and this year. And you know, and you really start, when you really start seeing the patterns like that, it, you know, and you're just in the beginning of it, it does become a little overwhelming. You know, you're like, well, what do I have control over or not control over? It's so, it proves itself so much that there's so much in this world that is destined. But we always have free will, and the choices we make are really where our success lies.
Exactly. We're co-creators of our own universal mind and essence. Absolutely. You ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're waiting for it. I know you're waiting for it.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Cindy. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I am well. I was wondering if you could look at my chart and tell me if this is a good year to sell a house.
What is your birthday?
7/12/49.
And what time were you born?
1:30 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Summers Point, New Jersey.
Do you still live there?
I live in Stonington, Maine.
Stonington, Maine? Is that where the house is?
Yes.
All right. Because I want to see what you see. Is it cold up there?
Very.
Oh, I'm sorry. What city in Maine again are you in? I'm sorry.
Stonington.
Okay. Interesting. I know you want to sell it.
Does it say that?
Your Mars, transiting Mars is conjunct your moon in the fourth house there, and Chiron and Neptune are hitting it. So, yeah, it's giving you the inclination, I want out of this. So, you'd like to get out of it now.
Having a little problem in my system. I got it coming up now. Beautiful. Okay. Oh, wow. You can liberate yourself with this property. Is this property the property you live in, or is it an investment property?
I live here.
Okay. See, Jupiter is transiting your eighth house, and your eighth house has to do with all your resources. And, of course, real estate is a resource that you can eventually liquidate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But in your second house of real estate, your fourth house of home, there's not a lot of energy there, but the planets that are in Aquarius now are moving through your fourth house of home and forming some nice squares to plants that you planetary energies that you have in Taurus and your eighth house in Maine, your part of fortune and your vertex. So Jupiter being retrograde right now, things are probably on hold. Do you already have it on the market?
No.
Okay.
I'm thinking of
Jupiter
it on
is retrograde, so I'm not going to encourage you to get it on the market until Jupiter goes direct. Jupiter's going direct at the last day of this month.
Mm-hmm.
So any time after that, it wouldn't be a bad time to put it on there because Jupiter and Gemini, depending on how the people that are trying to sell the house are marketing it for you, Gemini forces usually you can find it online, you can find it in the local paper. They usually hit it from more than one trajectory. And so I don't think it would be a bad idea for you to have this house on the market in February because the Aquarian planet is going to form trines to Jupiter. Actually, it's going to form
what about June?
Sooner. June would be okay, but Jupiter is going to be leaving Gemini and going into Cancer. Now, are you planning to relocate to a distance?
It's possible.
If you sell the house,
I'm
okay.
I'm not sure.
because Jupiter's going to leave your 8th house and go into your 9th house of distant travel, relocation, and all that stuff in June, the end of June. So if I were you, I'm thinking that maybe you should put it on there a bit earlier. Because May, the Taurus energy does deal with land, land development, real estate, the temple of the home you live in to some degree. So the planets that are moving through Taurus could cause an interest with people as far as the home itself. If it's a solid place, if it has a certain amount of privacy, these are some of the things that you could really put out there and people might go for it because it's a nice time of year for people to go looking at property up in Maine, too, in May.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Can't
and
do it
I
sooner.
Agree with Aphrodite.
Yep.
I
can do it sooner. But
I agree with Aphrodite that it's a good thing to do this in February. I really think you should start it at least by the mid-February, at least looking into it or hiring a real estate broker or something to that extent. Again, I see the Taurus energy of what she's looking at, but I think the exposure at this point in time would be better for you. I think they could get it out there a lot better for you now.
Well, I
live
on an island.
For a big, you live on an island?
Yeah. Yeah. And,
wow.
And the people who would buy the house would be a summer person.
Absolutely.
So,
okay.
They usually arrive in June.
Right. But at the same time, sometimes they're back and forth because of family and business. If they look at it one time and they're like, wow, I really kind of liked it, and they kind of keep an eye on it, and they come back and see it again. Because most people see a house at least twice before they actually decide that they want to put a bid in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking a little bit sooner than later to get the exposure, as you suggested. But I think it probably would sell probably, you know, in May or June. I think that would be a good timing
right.
for your chart.
Okay.
That's my
point.
Is that I
tell people about
feel.
It. And if there's people that are vacationers that either you know, they might have friends like down in Florida or somebody that would want to have the summer home to kind of get the word out. And, again, a smart realtor is going to look at the market and is going to look at how this is going to sell and whom is going to appreciate it most and have the money.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
so it's better to have it there sooner than later because then they can do a walkthrough online. They can go check out the house, look at the property, look at the specs. Take a look at the city where you live, too, you know, because that's what I did before I relocated from Florida to Virginia. You know, I read the newspaper every day up here in order to get an idea of what I was going to be living in. I was looking at the sales at the market, the price of real estate. You know, I was looking at everything. The editorial columns to see the overall flavor of the people that are there. And a lot of people do that before they go ahead and put the money down and invest in something like this. It sounds like it's a beautiful place, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, where were you thinking of moving to?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, you know you want to live near water. That's a given.
That's true,
right.
And I think I just need a move, so I decided that perhaps selling the house would be the way to go.
You need a lifestyle change.
And I do have a condo that I live in the wintertime, which is in a city not far from here, so I have another place to move to temporarily.
Oh, great.
I just put my house contents in storage and do that, so I'm not really in a rush to buy something else because I'm not really sure where I'm going.
I think your game plan is good. And I think it's good with Jupiter being in Gemini, too. You're going to look at more than one option because Gemini is the sign of the twins.
Mm-hmm.
When you sell the house, you're going to have the resources to make some new decisions. And my feeling is you're probably going to come down to two places that you would really like. And it might be hard to choose. They might be of equal value but very different. But I think
right.
this is a great road for you to be on right now. I think your intuition is really good with this.
Okay.
And I think you're going to be very, very excited about where you go next. Okay, because Jupiter's going to hit Uranus and then Mercury in your chart in your ninth house. You want a place that's going to be spiritually inspiring. You want to go to a place
yes.
where you feel like you can touch the face of God, really. That's the way your chart's set up. And and I think that's what you're going to find.
Oh, great.
Yep.
That's what I'm looking for.
I know.
And keep on
and
that journey
you,
is what I'm going to say. This is a great time for investigation. And again, whatever you do, you're going to have to be by the water. There's no question about it. Your Shangri-La is around the water, so you're going to look around the coast.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
you know, that's what you're going to be researching and looking at. And I think that's where you really need to focus your efforts at this point in time. Again, set your house up, stage it, starting in February to where they start to get that information out there, okay? Because, again, here I think it can sell easily in May or June, okay? And I think that's when you're really going to start to get nervous and think, oh, now even though you have that, what am I going to do, okay? And
right.
So right now is an excellent time to start doing research yourself in different areas, whether it be Pennsylvania or Florida or Texas, for all I care. Start researching it. Okay, start looking at it and seeing what really, because you're an intuitive individual, you can feel it. That's what you are. I feel is the word for you, okay? So when you start looking at the different things in the different areas, you'll feel good or bad about it, and you'll be able to distinguish that and break that apart, okay?
Right. I was thinking of spending the summer on Martha's Vineyard.
Nice. It's beautiful there. You love that.
Mm-hmm.
You love that. It's beautiful.
I don't know if
I
would live there year-round.
I don't think you would either. See, for some reason, everything in your chart to me, it seems like you want a bit of the mountains and a bit of the sea. You want a combination.
Right.
And that's not that easy to find. Now, you can find – now, the Carolinas has nice seafront property, but it's not – in the mountains, although the mountains are close. They're not right there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only place that I found the marriage of the mountains and the sea was Santa Monica, California.
Oh, really?
And I tell you what, it was a beautiful, stunning place to live. I would sit on top of those cliffs in the mountain and stuff and call my family at Christmas time going, ha, 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 ha. I was a bad girl.
Well, and there's, you know, across the West Coast, there are many, many mountains right next to the water. So even going all the way up north, you have so many different places like Wairika in this area, up towards the Mount Shasta area, west of the Mount Shasta area, but you have a lot of mountainous terrain throughout California. So, again, here, that might be a consideration for you, but I think yours is a journey of exploration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I
like to see you investigate a lot.
I want to mention one thing to you. I am addicted to House Hunters, the show on TV where they show you islands and places to live all over the planet.
Oh,
and there are so
okay.
many places where there are the mountains and the sea on these tropical islands that are absolutely spectacular. When you watch the show, because I'll tell you what, you watch it a couple of times, and it shows you how they live in different parts of the world, shows you the difference as far as how the bedrooms are, the property, what the values are, and the culture. And there are so many paradises out there that have the mountains and sea that I have never seen or experienced until I started watching that show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be good food for thought, because I think you're going to get inspired by it.
Oh, great. I'll check it out.
Yeah, you're going to really enjoy it. And it's just amazing. You see parts of the world that you would never see on a very personal level, where people are actually going into these homes and looking at them. And some of them need to be updated. Some of them are just unbelievable, like the staircases are made, the little pool in the back, you know, by the water. I mean, it's amazing. And they also tell you the prices that people are looking into, what they have to spend when they go there. So this gives you an idea of what you could embrace if it really inspired you on that level.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
All right. We're so glad you called in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Wow. People are moving and changing. I have done more relocation charts in the last year than I've done in the last 5.
You know, and I can say that too. This year, I've definitely done more relocation charts than I have ever can remember. I mean, there's a lot of people moving in, and changing their lives at this time and their lifestyles at this time. I completely agree. And, you know, with Pluto and Capricorn, these are foundational changes. So I'm not surprised to see that in a lot of people. The good part is that they're recreating themselves, and they're really getting on a different path than what they've been before. And like myself, moving from California to Florida, the radical difference in my chart really made my quality of life so much greater by moving from a Pisces rising to a Taurus rising and giving me that grounding that I really needed to really be able to enjoy life in a real physical form. And I think a lot of people are doing the same thing like what I did when I was a lot younger, and really finding more of their, more of what it, where their personality fits better in and the lifestyle that they fit into better than what they have been.
Absolutely. I tell you what, the nice thing I like about living in Virginia is that I do have the mountains around me, and I miss them, even though I like to see in Florida. You know how light-complected I am. 10 minutes on the sand, and I am burnt to a crisp.
Absolutely. But, you know, and the funny thing is, and the difference, and I was, and looking at the difference of this with you and I, the difference is that I was as pale as could be when I was in California, and the minute that I would go out onto the beach in California, I'd burn like you do out here in Florida. And the first year I came out here, the same thing happened to me, that I burned really badly the first year I was here, because you can't escape the sun in southern Florida. It's just impossible. You know, walking in and out of your house, you're going to get enough contact where you're going to get, you know, your skin is going to change. And after the first year, I have never burnt again. And no matter how long I spend out in the sun with nothing obstructing, no suntan lotion, none of that stuff, I have never burned again, and it works beautifully for me. So, again, here, I needed that 1 year acclimation to the place to make it happen, but when you find the place, your body really tells you as well.
Right, exactly, exactly. Well, you ready for the next caller?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi. Is that me?
Yeah.
It is you.
Oh, okay. I said I'm muted. I didn't know. I was
You're not muted anymore.
You, girl. All right. Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm Kathy. And my name is
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. And my birth date is 9/5/62. And I was born in Stayton, Stayton, Oregon, at 9:40 a.m. And I live in Apple Valley, California.
Ah, nice area.
Oh, God, I love
nice.
It.
At least it was 25 years ago, 30 years ago.
Oh, it still is. It is. You know, the weather is, oh, it's just always clear here. It just is beautiful. Even when it's cold, it's sunny.
Nice.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So do you have a special question for us tonight?
Yeah, actually I do. I listen to Mark Hudson. And he was talking about the planets going in double, and he was talking about romance. And I would like to know, I seem to want to sing to the moon. I'm not joking. And
I love it.
I am. I'm serious. I'm just like a big old wolf or something outside in the middle of the night wanting to sing love songs to this thing. And so I was wanting to know, do you see somebody coming in?
Take a look.
Thank you.
You have the opportunity with Uranus in your fifth house to have somebody just suddenly pop in. And I do feel the reason why you're seeing the wolf, Saturn is conjunct your Neptune, so you're dreaming this one in. You're actually bringing this one in and drawing this one in, even though you don't see it. My little Virgo.
I feel it. Yeah, I feel it. It's just like
You should feel it.
Yeah, it's like, and I'm like going, okay, you're cooing to the moon. It's like, yeah, but I need to. So.
Absolutely, you need to.
So, it's weird.
I'm not
just
surprised at that.
I know, and I've never caught myself singing to the moon before, but I'll tell you,
So,
I love it. Wow. That's
I know.
Great.
Yes, that's what I said. It's like, okay, you seem stupid, but something's going on. So,
yeah, you I see howling in your future.
I guess so. I mean, and I've been sick and everything. It's like, no, you're going to go sing to the moon. It's like, okay, you know. So I was glad I wake up in the morning, the sun's out. I'm just like, boy, I'm ready to go out and start spreading seeds and stuff. I'm like, if I was pregnant, I'd be thinking I was getting ready to have the baby, you know.
Yeah.
So
Saturn's sitting
yeah.
on, right on your Neptune, too, and I think this is a fantastic time for you. You love music anyway, don't you?
Oh, God, I just adore yes.
Yeah, you're a big music lover.
Yep.
And I think you're
yeah.
remembering another time. I think you're going back to another time.
Mm-hmm.
And
really?
I found that since Saturn went into Scorpio, which has only been a couple months now, it hasn't been there in 30 years, that a lot of people are feeling the age of their soul. And it seems like they're bathed in that special sacred antiquity of all they've ever been. And they're finding different things around them. They're touching them in ways that didn't before, even though they were always there.
Right.
And I think that that's what you're experiencing. It's really cool the way it shows up in your chart, too.
This is
a great time.
Yeah. It is. I'm just cooing over here. It's like, okay, you know. So I have never really experienced this before. I mean, usually it's like, you know, if you want somebody with you or something, it's a desperate feeling, you're lonely or something, right? This isn't like that at all. This is where you're literally cooing like a little bird to bring your mate in.
You're putting out your mating
Absolutely.
Call. I think that's marvelous.
So.
That's great. That's great. Wow.
Okay. So
now, how long have you been feeling this way?
About almost a month. But it really
yeah.
has been coming in strong the last 2 weeks. Where it just, and now it's just part of the everyday ritual. It's just like, oh, wake up. You know, like, okay, here
yeah.
we go. So
yeah, you're going to create your good fortune this year. I can see that happening.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. As far as relationship is concerned, and also it's like things are turning around. It's kind of like you were feeling overdue.
Yeah.
But now somehow your ancient soul remembers that when you wait for something really good, what comes in is phenomenal.
Yeah. It is. It's just like everything, and just it's a fabulous going. I wish the whole world could feel like this. You know, it'd be okay. Everybody lose desperation and just know something's going on out there. You just got it. Just something coming in. You know, and you don't really care what it is. It just feels so good that it's coming. You know, I don't even know what's coming. So. Okay,
and nor will you because of the Uranus in Aries. It's going to come very suddenly and out of the blue. That's what Uranus does. So,
bam, it's just right there.
It's forming
bam,
a spectacular
it's just right there.
Trine to your natal north node, okay, and your midheaven. And,
okay.
again, you'll never be denied your heart's desire by the divine. And he or she is about to deliver. Let me put it that way, okay?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's where it's coming in. That's where it's coming in.
So it's like you said experience this like in 30 years. Apparently a lot of people haven't experienced this.
They're experiencing it in different places and different spaces depending on how their chart's set up. Like
mm-hmm.
a lot of people all of a sudden they want to do something that maybe their great-grandmother did, changing their profession to something like that. Because they really do identify
really?
With their current bloodline. Other people are moving to places that they've never lived, never visited, and don't even speak the language, but they feel a sense of connectedness that they can't explain any other way. It's been a very, very interesting passage.
Just like the lady before me. That's what I was listening to about her move. She didn't know where she was going. She's just going.
Exactly. It's time to go and just trust, have that faith, have the inspiration, and recreate your life.
Wow. And this is my year?
This is your year.
Fabulous.
You've got some great aspects going on this year, some really great aspects. This is going to be a fun year.
It is. A lot of laughter. A lot of laughter, a lot of good times, a lot of feeling of just being like at peace, smiling for no reason.
Yeah, I know. I'm smiling now. It is.
That's the beauty of it.
Well, I guess
follow
I'm right
that bliss.
Yeah, because I guess I'm right on track because I surely feel it. So that's wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, keep us posted at all times. Give us a call back and let us know how things are going.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a stellar night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great. Some of these people calling in, making these changes and stuff. I love this Saturn and Scorpio energy. Maybe it's just because I have Scorpio rising or whatever. But I just really have been enjoying it a lot. And I'm finding I'm getting into much deeper discussions with people. And for some reason, it's connecting on a different level. Maybe because I've been doing this for so long, and they've been doing whatever they've been doing for so long, or they have in another time period. But sometimes I just feel like all of a sudden, it's like this quiet sits over me, and I feel like I'm talking soul to soul with somebody. And it's been happening more and more frequently since Saturn got into Scorpio.
Welcome to my world.
There you go. I know you've got a lot of Scorpio energy in your chart. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, I have a grand trine and everything else. And, you know, and that's what, you know, what I'm trying to say with that is that, everybody thinks I'm so light and airy, and I'm such a deep individual. And that's why I have that light, easygoing feeling. And to me, what's happening is that people are actually waking up to a direction that I'm enjoying because I've lived it so much, and I've seen, the depths of all of this. And having other people see this depth is like, this is great, we're all united, this is a good thing.
We're on the same page now. Now you get it.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's really been cool for me watching everybody, make these major transformations and changes because, the light bulbs are going off like crazy, Oh, yeah, now I get it. Now I understand what you've been trying to tell me. Great.
I know.
Let's move on from there now. But it's been, with a lot of my clients, they've been calling me and saying, I finally understand. And now what do I do with this information? And that's where I like working with them on. So.
Absolutely. And this is just the tip of the iceberg for you because with all these Capricorn planets leaving now, your beautiful Libra sun is going to like all this Aquarius stuff. It's going to be really working with a lot of light workers, a lot of people that are following their spiritual path. It's going to be a wonderful time for you, I think, with your counseling.
Oh, there's so many different aspects that are going on, and I can feel it also, the intuitive ability and really the depth that I feel in other stuff at this point in time is stronger than it ever has been. So it's interesting because my medical doctor said that I'm healing better now than I have before, and I thought,
wow.
Well, that's an interesting thing.
That is amazing. Wow. Well, we are at the top of the hour, so we probably should tell people where to find us and what we're doing. So why don't you tell people what you're doing there in Florida and also how they can reach you?
Well, I'm teaching classes in astrology. I'm doing a tarot share group, and I do private readings as well as parties in the southeast area of Florida. So if you're interested in any of those, you can call me or private readings. I do people worldwide, as a matter of fact. I have several clients who are not in the United States.
Yeah,
but
I work with people
worldwide over the phone. So feel free to give me a call at 772-286-2720.
And I'm Aphrodite North, and I live in Roanoke, Virginia. I do my readings out of this wonderful place called the Lifestream Center. And also I do, little mini readings, a little bit hippie here in Roanoke. It's a wonderful, friendly community right at the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And I do phone readings. Of course, we have the show. And in February, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be lining up two-hour specials where we're going to have some guests on that may have different gifts that you'd like to connect with as well. So we're going to be expanding a little bit. My new website's been launched. It's at www.aphrodite.com. And you can find Jacqueline and I both on Facebook easily enough. If you just want to chat, find out what we're up to, if we're available, we're there for you, and we'll be talking to you next week.
Have a good week.
Have a great week. Good night.
Good night.